What, you would go to bed angry? Yes. Yes, you must. Otherwise, you're going to stay up until 6 a.m. and you're just going to be even more pissed.
I promise you, if you are engulfed, you will not actually get to resolution. You must get to regulation first and then come back into the conversation so that you still have your hands on the steering wheel again.
For an avoidant, they're like, heck yeah, you know, this sounds great. For somebody who really needs to get to the end of the conversation to feel a sense of safety, be like, we're okay, right? Like, you're not leaving the relationship, right? Like, we're okay.
Yeah, that might sound like hell, actually. But it's also, again, why we talk about this outside of a conflict, which is, what are our agreements? Even when I'm angry, like, is there still any expression of love that I can offer, which is, I am not interested in having this conversation with you right now. Like, I'm not going to do it. And I love you. And we will return to this at some point tomorrow. I've had couples before who will, from an anchored, loving place when we're not in activation at all, will record like a voice note for one another. So from this place of love and care, I have your voice that I can press play on. And okay, I'm so pissed at you and I hate you right now. And oh my gosh, this is the worst moment ever. And it's terrible. And we are spiraling. And I press, like, we take a moment and I press play and there's your voice and says, okay, we're here. Like, we're in the moment. We know we're going to be here sometimes, but right now I just want to remind you, we will come back. I love you. I know that this is hard. This is challenging. I know we're going to take a beat. That's what we've promised to do. Even though right now tempers are hot and it's hard, like, we're gonna be okay. And so sometimes when we can anchor back into something that feels like safety, that our body's like, oh, I know that voice. That voice is of the person who loves me and who cares about me and actually has concern for me, as opposed to the person sitting in front of me right now who, you know, doesn't care at all or is so angry and doesn't want to talk to me. Sometimes that can be something that really grounds us.